Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and we have been talking about waiting and how important that is. And we're going to start getting into some of the nuts and bolts, but I want to remind you it's a process. Being good at it simply means you're depending on God. It's not about you developing a level of faith or working at it. It's allowing God to do what he wants in and through you. As your soul comes more into alignment with your spirit, you will be working less because your soul will be energized, will be receiving eternal life on a moment-by-moment basis. And in fact, so will your body. As spirit starts to flow through your soul, it will also be flowing through your body, and you will receive a new energy and change that you've never experienced. One of the problems that we have in ministry is we've never been ministered to by God. We may see him ministering to others, but we should be drinking first, the first partakers of everything he has to offer. So the more you open yourself up to whatever he has for you, he knows what you need. You don't. Your soul, your mind especially, may even be trying to talk you out of the exact thing he wants for you. And what he wants for you is good for you. It may not always feel comfortable, and sometimes it can be embarrassing or cause conflict, but that's what we're here for. If God wanted everything to be easy while we're here on this earth, it would be. It would be easy. We wouldn't have any emotional problems or mental problems or decision-making problems. The way would be clear all the time. We wouldn't have any health problems or financial problems or people problems. We'd be able to fly through the air, walk through the walls. We'd be able to be spirit beings, boom, right now. But that's not what he intended for us. And that's something about the process of learning to depend on him. Not just depending on him, but learning to depend on him. With all the ups and downs that involves, something changes in us. And sometimes we recognize it and sometimes we don't. But this is what he's set up. This is the process he has set up. So let's go with it. Let's not try to fight or look for an easier way. You may find an easier way by cooperating with him. It may not be less painful, but then again, it may be. Because so much of the pain and the dragging things out comes from our resisting, your soul resisting. Your soul's been king of its castle for most of your life. But God can take over your throne just like that. He doesn't need a lot of fanfare. And as he starts in your midst, setting up and establishing his kingdom, as he does that, your soul has to relinquish its authority and its ownership of absolutely every area in your life. How often do we say, okay, well, I'm going to keep control over this one little part? So God, you can do whatever you want with all these other areas except this one. And odds are that's where he's going to go first. Maybe not, but odds are it's going to be on the hit list. So Lord, we just start now that we give you permission anywhere in our lives that you want to reveal to us that needs to be changed, or that you want to talk to us about, or if there's any area in our life where we are resisting, we give you permission to do whatever is necessary to bring our whole being into perfect union with who you are, what you are, your spirit, through our spirit. We give you permission to do it all. Now, spirit, we recognize we've already done that. But our soul, we join our soul to our spirit and say thank you for whatever you're doing in our lives. And Lord, we take authority over every aspect, every little interference in our lives. And sometimes the little interferences are harder than the big ones. But Lord, teach us how to recognize interference and how to respond on a moment-by-moment basis. Lord, this is teaching us one aspect of redeeming time, taking authority over time. Since you created time and we are in you, we also have that same authority over time. Time is a limited thing. Anything with limits, we have authority over. So Lord, teach us to do that. Teach us to make the most of it. And use every opportunity for our benefit. Lord, that we would learn enlightened self-interest. We don't need to have any other motive than doing what's best for ourselves. We can trust you to take care of every other aspect of it, that we're not going to get selfish, we're not going to get self-centered, we're not going to be unloving towards people. Those are things that if you don't want them in us, they won't be in us. And that if we have that enlightened self-interest, you will teach us how to overcome our enemies, how to be healed, and how to love, how to give, how to express the character that you've already placed within us. So we take authority over all the interference that distracts us from what you're doing in our lives. And Lord, we take authority over distractions and interference that exploits wounds. Specifically, fear and anger, Lord. From past wounds to mental things that are keeping us in a particular mindset. Lord, we just take authority over those demons and critters and any interference and just habits, Lord, that you would free us, heal those wounds. Lord, any area that you want to heal, I just ask that you heal them right now. Make yourself known in that area. Lord, whether we need to know about it, bring it to our thoughts, our memories, our emotions. Lord, if we don't need to know about it, just heal us and we'll just keep going. We want to get so good at being healed, Lord, that even during the battle, we'll get wounded and be able to turn, get healed, and get right back into the battle with hardly even a second. We think that if we're in the perfect will of God, we will never be wounded. And yet, your example through your son, how profoundly he was wounded and rejected. Physically, emotionally, his whole family rejected him. The kids he grew up with, his country, his world rejected him. And yet he loves. Because he knows, he learned how to go to his father to get healed. He didn't hold it against him. Because he knew that that was part of the process. And likewise, we too know it's part of the process. So Lord, we take authority over all those areas and we set healing free in our lives. We just ask that you would heal any area that needs to be healed, even in our physical bodies, that you would touch those areas that need to be touched tonight, Lord, from headaches to aches and pains, Lord, from big cancers to emotional issues, from vision issues. Lord, we just ask that you would touch every area, the ringing in the ears and breathing issues. Just touch them, Lord, right now. Lord, teach us how to receive healing from you now. Lord, and as we stand in for others, Lord, we teach us how to do that. And the only way we learn is by doing it. So Lord, those who are standing in for others, we just send a word of healing to those who need physical healing especially. And those that have been received difficult news even in the past couple days, Lord, we just ask that you would comfort and encourage and give the peace that passes understanding, that even they would not be able to perceive how they're going to be able to deal with decisions and going forward. But Lord, make the way straight for them. Make it clean, easy. Make it up the path clear. Lord, you know what you want your people to know. And we just ask that you make your planning, your direction, your promise, be it a guide. Lord, that there will be a light and we would just follow you. That we don't have to be looking down at our feet. This is how to walk. But we see that path afar off. We see you ahead, and we follow you. We go with you, and we are drawn by your goodness. Lord, that means we need to experience your goodness. So the more we experience your goodness, the more that healing comes, that more that desire comes to know you more. Again, we thank you ahead of time for what you're going to do, because we have no idea what you want to spread abroad in and through us. You're setting us up for good things. You're setting us up for things that delight you. And we want to be delighted too. We want to share in everything you're doing. We want to be available, Lord, to be used, but only because we benefit from everything that you're doing. We benefit from being close to you, from learning how to do warfare, to overcome, to be patient, to be silent. Everything you're teaching us, we are the first beneficiaries. Again, we don't need to worry about being selfish or self-focused. If God doesn't like the direction we're going in, let him change it. You don't need to be circumspect. Go all in with him, and he will pour all into you. So we thank you again for what you're doing. So let's get back into talking about, just for many of us, a reminder of waiting on the Lord. But we need this encouragement. It is such a simple thing conceptually. And yet when it comes down to it, we fight against it. Maybe because it is so simple. But our soul, our mind, our will, and our emotions. You know, how often do we sit down to spend time with him and all of a sudden we're reminded, oh, we need to get this done, or we get that done, or something happens that we're distracted. It's like the last thing our soul wants to do is be available to God. So it resists. Don't worry about it. But what do you do? We've talked about setting aside a time, setting aside a particular time to wait on him and to get to seek him for healing and guidance and direction, all these other things, but also specifically to wait on him, to be with him, just to be available to him. And we talked about finding location, that you'll want to find a location at work. You'll want to find a location at home. You'll want to find a location in between. And even if it's just a matter of sitting in your car and closing your eyes, and that being your prayer room, if you want to call it that, a place where you can turn and be instantly aware of his presence. Wherever you are, you should be able to do that. That's a goal. That will be helpful for you. That's a goal for you. Now, his presence may manifest in a variety of different ways, and your experience is going to be different than anyone else's. And so we can share about what those experiences are, but there's a process, and there's quite a variety. So we don't want to be critical or down on anybody or even aggrandize anybody. We're all in this together. And wherever each one of us is, this is exactly where God wants you right now. So you're setting up a routine and you're setting up a place to wait on him. Then what? You're ready to wait on him. What do you do? So, in a nutshell, the act of waiting is simply providing the Lord with the opportunity to do his work in you with as little interference from you as possible. Let me repeat that. We provide the Lord with the opportunity to do his work in us with as little interference from us as possible. That's why we plan. That's why we strategize. We take this seriously because it is so important. When we make ourselves available in this way, God can do so much more work in us, through us, and to us, because we're out of his way. We're at least trying to get out of his way. So how do we do this? Our focus will be to let the Lord bring our mind, will, and emotions into focused submission to him. And I don't mean that they are actively submitting themselves. But over time, as you spend time with him, the Lord will bring your mind, will, and emotions into a state of floating, of simply being there without really even in regard to being in a particular state or not, just being with him. Again, this will not be accomplished by your own efforts. You are simply making yourself available for him to do the work in you. And again, this takes time. And one of the big challenges we have in our society is we have forgotten how to focus on anything for more than 20 seconds, it seems. So to get to the place where we kind of don't have to focus and we can just automatically turn and be in his presence, we first have to get the attention of our soul and start disciplining our soul to be in God's presence. And that's focus. So how do we do that? Because you remember, your mind, your will, and your emotions have been doing what they wanted to do for a long time. And we're saying, not anymore. And this is eventually going to be 24/7. This is eventually, your soul is going to be in a perpetual state of oneness with your spirit. That's the ultimate goal. And your body will follow likewise. So you will be one, spirit, soul, and body. Now, I don't know whether any of us will achieve that this on this earth during my lifetime, but I don't see why we can't shoot for it. So first, simply get comfortable in that quiet, disturbed, undisturbed setting, your location. Now, be practical, because we want to set ourselves up for success, not for failure. If you only have a limited amount of time, be able to see a clock easily from where you are sitting, or set your phone's alarm, whether there's a certain time or a certain number of minutes. Do whatever makes sense to you so you don't have to be worrying about where you have to go next, what you have to do next, about the time. You don't want to be distracted by worrying about the time. Then just close your eyes. Be aware of you closing your eyes. And just think about closing the door to the outside distractions. If you want to turn the light off, if you need to shut windows, or whatever you need to do, just to keep the stimulus down. There's nothing magic about anything we're talking about. You can think of this as sort of entering your prayer closet, if that helps. When I first started this, I would announce, Lord, I'm here for you, to set the purpose of my time for my soul, to tell my soul, this is what we're doing. Not to tell God, God knows. But it reminded me. When my mind began to wander, I would repeat that phrase just to myself, sometimes out loud, sometimes just in my mind. Just to remind myself is a way to very gently bring my thoughts back to their focus on the Lord, the purpose of our being here. Now, there's nothing magic in that phrase. You're welcome to use that phrase. You're welcome to come up with another. But remind yourself, what are you there for? Lord, I'm available. I'm here. And very often, it just turns into expressions of appreciation and gratitude. Lord, thank you. And very often when you start to experience that appreciation, that gratitude, His presence is there. When we are coming in contact with Him, that's what He draws out of us, is thank you, is gratitude, and rest. Part of the process, as you're learning, if you already know how to enter into that quiet focus, you know, you don't, this is part of the process, just continue to do what you've been doing. But if you're still learning this, if you're just learning this, focus on what's going on inside your physical body without straining to hear or any effort. Just Let yourself become aware of a rhythmic element in your body, such, you know, like you're breathing, like either breathing in or breathing out, or your heartbeat. I've known people who could feel their pulse if they rested their arm on their chair, and they would just become so aware of what was going on in their body. They could feel the blood rushing through their body. And as soon as they did, they just were in the presence of God. And what that does is it turns your soul to God, to be available to Him. And that's all we're doing. That's all we're learning to do, is to be with our lovely God. If you have a struggle with that, you can focus on an outside rhythm, but something that's regular, like a clock ticking and not distracting. Or if there's something going on outside, just something that's regular and rhythmic, and not something that you have to strain to hear. And if there's nothing, that's fine too. Be concerned about working hard. This is rest. The point here is to cooperate as much as you are able with the Lord as He begins to still your mind, will, and emotions. He will do the work as you show up for class. As you focus on your heartbeat, for instance, don't pay attention to what you're thinking or feeling or should be doing, or if you're doing it right. Just be aware your surroundings directly around where you are. Just listen. Just breathe. Don't necessarily hear something, but your ears are ready to hear anything. Your whole being is just ready to receive anything that God wants to give. Now, this is one of those experiences that's better felt than telt. But once you experience it, once you get to, oh, this is what it is, you'll want to do it more and more and more. Because the more you do it, the more life flows into your soul. And your soul is so hungry and thirsty. And your soul desires what God wants to give it. So even as you start doing it a little bit, commit to be all in. That this is something you're going to not just try, but do. This is the beginning of a new lifestyle for you. You have no idea what He has in store for you, for any of us. But we know we will say, thank you. I love what you've done in my life. I love who you are. And I thank you for everything that you've done. So we'll try that this following week. You've set a location, you set a time, start there. Just make yourself available and wait. And even if it just starts for 5 minutes, to do testing to see if the whole process works for you. And if you need to build up to a longer period of time, that's fine. Just start where you're at. And again, if you end your time with Him with, thank you, Lord, that's His presence. So thanks for tuning in. If you have any questions, drop me a line. at diane@therainersclub.org. We'll be getting back together again same time next week. Until then, thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Rainers Radio. Have a great night.